Christian workers are freed as protests against the Quran burning in Afghanistan continues. A ministry gives some perspective on the new poverty reports, and slavery is still being practiced in the United States. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's some good news coming out of Afghanistan. Four Christian workers were released from jail. For security reasons, we're not mentioning the name of the organization and only calling the leader of that ministry, Daniel.
They were arrested in a private home and brought up on charges of inciting public disturbance regarding religion.
Daniel says his ministry is focused on helping the physical needs of the Afghan people. He says that opens other doors.
When asked what we believe, we feel like we are free according to the law to share what it is that we believe and why we believe that. So I don't think it's true that we were breaking any laws.
Daniel says the men faced a 3-year prison sentence, so he traveled to Afghanistan to secure their release. Within hours of his request, they were let go. Will this latest oppression hinder their work? Daniel says,
it understandably causes fear, but we have determined that we will press forward.
Meanwhile, 1 in 7 Americans is considered below the $22,000 a year poverty level. This comes as U.S. President Barack Obama is slated to address a global poverty summit later this month. About 800 miles away in Greater Chicago, Bright Hope International is focusing on a different poverty summit. Bright Hope's Craig Dyer gives some perspective.
The top 16-17% of the richest population in the world, they would earn $20,000 or more. So if you're earning $20,000, you're actually doing better than most of the world.
Bright Hope supports local churches as they reach out because change happens.
It could be a food program. It could be education for their children. It could be a microloan program. Through those efforts and the ability to communicate the gospel, people are coming to Christ.
Bright Hope's Poverty Summit is October 5th through the 7th. They're celebrating transformation. It's free to those who attend. Registration is ongoing. Our website has the details. You're listening to Mission Network News. We know about sex trafficking in third world countries, but could it happen in the West? Throughout the rest of the week, Mission Network News will explore how this crime has infiltrated U.S. soil. Pat McCullough, who created a safe house in Phoenix out of his work with Food for the Hungry, joined the fight against American slavery when he heard that
the average age of entry into child prostitution in both Phoenix and across the U.S. was 13 years old. And I was blown away. I had no idea that tonight, just down the road from where I live or go to church or go to work, that 14, 15, 16-year-old girls would be raped for profit.
10 years ago, there were about 50,000 child slaves. Now the number of U.S.-born children enslaved by prostitution, porn, and rape for pay has gone up to
anywhere from 100 to 300,000 underage victims being trafficked every year.
Follow us all this week to learn how you can respond as a believer. And what's it like to rough it in a jungle? Well, Wycliffe Associates hopes they won't have to find out. President and CEO Bruce Smith says
the decreasing supply of aviation fuel has been on our radar for about 25 years.
But the shortage has gotten so bad that Wycliffe needs to replace their entire fleet in Cameroon. The new planes would be powered by jet fuel instead of aviation gasoline. Right now, they're still about $127,000 away from buying the new planes. So what happens if they don't replace the fleet?
It would mean that many of these translations would come to an immediate stop. Many of them are taking place in remote locations throughout the mountains and jungles of Central Africa, and the people that are working in those environments are completely dependent upon airplanes for the vital supplies that they need to survive there.
Help ensure that the gospel continues to spread by giving at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you all the way to India to distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.